Okay, today Mani, long awaited story is to come out. I had told Irene, who works at the center, who works at the trust office, who is with us for so long. Oh God. And one day I get this thought. We see Irene every day. We take her presence for granted. Just as we took Baba's presence for granted, never inquired, never tried to go deep into it as to who is he, after all. We took him as one of us, our Baba, that's all. We know by name Baba, Mer Baba, yeah. And people somehow or other go crazy repeating his name or loving him or whatever it is. But to us, he was just a Baba. So to us, it is just Irene Hall. So one day I get a thought, but how did she come to Baba? What happened? Why is she here like that? So I requested her that on this Saturday, will you please share with us the story? And true to her promise, she was very shy.
Yeah.
You had forgotten me?
No, I didn't say
that. Thank you.
She was hoping you'd forget, but she didn't.
How can I forget when I had given a great thought over it?
Now you're going to find out why you've been taking me for granted. No, this is a rare opportunity because this is a story that will never hit the press. Never appear in the books because it's a fairly ordinary story of coming to Baba, but it's my story, so I'll tell.
Yes, tell us.
Well, I was 16 years old living in Santa Barbara, and I was a sophomore in high school. And you might know the word sophomore comes from the Greek for wisdom, and it's because sophomores, not because they are wise, but because they think they're wise, because they've passed their freshman year. And they think they're wise.
Yeah.
So, but that was a time in my life where I was interested in philosophy and kind of thinking.
At that age?
Yeah, I was just getting to that.
How
just
could
starting.
You? Because I didn't have even an iota of a thought like that.
No, before. Now it's gone. At that age, I was the beginning of an intellectual period for me when I was thought about everything and was questioning life and the meaning of life and the meaning of religion and so on.
Well, 16. Yeah. How blessed you were.
Was that the in thing then?
There were other friends of mine who also, we would talk together. Yeah, it was at least amongst a group of us, we were very interested in these questions. And some of my friends had become what we were calling then born-again Christians. They'd been brought up in church and so on, but now they were all fired for Jesus, you know, and just... But that didn't quite grab me, so I didn't go along with that too much. But I was questioning these things, and I was questioning the Christianity. I had been brought up a Protestant Christian, and I remember at one point that one of my big problems with Christianity was how could Jesus really have been God? This was right before I found out about Baba. How could a man be God? You know, that was one of my questions, one of my burning questions. But the other was that I was becoming more socially aware, so I was concerned that Christianity was very kind of limiting and didn't consider all the peoples of the world, mm-hmm. and didn't believe in other religions. And I thought, what about all those other religions? So I was in that kind of frame of mind. And at that time, I was going to my classes in high school and so on. There was a girl I knew in my French class named Laura, and she was new to the school that year, so she wasn't in my crowd of friends. She kept somewhat aloof. She didn't have, in the beginning part of the school year, she didn't have close buddies because she had moved there from another town. So, but I knew her casually, and I was always fascinated by her, just for no reason. I didn't know why. She looked a little different. She wasn't in my group of friends. She dressed a little different or something. I didn't know what it was. And finally, I talked to her a little bit, and I found one of the fascinating things... Well, no, that comes a little later. So I just noticed her and would just be acquainted with her. So one day, toward the spring of the school year, which is kind of late in the school year, I got on my usual bus to go to school in the morning, and Laura was on the bus, and she had never been on the bus before, all the year long, for some reason. And so I looked around, and I knew her from French class, so I sat next to her, and we started to talk. And we got to school quite early, so we walked around the campus. Classes wouldn't start for at least a half an hour or so we walked around. And every day then, she was on this bus, and we would walk around every day. And she started to tell me about Mayor Bava.
She told you.
Yeah. Also, she was also 16 in high school. And I found out later the reason she started riding the bus was that her sister, who she lived with, had sold the car in order to go to 69 Darshan. This was in 1960. So later it all...
Who is Laura?
Now, Laura's sister, who had sold the car to go to 69 Darshan, is Mary Ann.
Oh, my God!
What a coincidence.
The right day! Eva should ask for the story and fix the right day.
The day was right. It had to be right. So we had these long discussions every morning.
What did you say? Laura?
Laura.
Was sister?
Sister of Mary Ann.
My sister.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
She's been here.
Yes, she has been here many years ago.
So Mary Ann sold the car.
So Mary Ann sold the car to come to Darshan, and poor Laura had to ride the bus to school. From that point, and it must have been March or April or something. You came in May, so whenever you sold the car, was. One of the fascinating things to me, of course, about Laura was that she didn't live with her parents. She lived with her older sister. So then, I found. What had sort of attracted me to her was sort of a sense of independence or something. We were only 16, you know, but she was somehow a little different. And her parents had let her come to live with her older sister for one school year because she wanted to. And that, I thought, was just the greatest thing I'd ever heard. Her parents lived in Ohio. We were in California, you know. It was just amazing. So I started going over to their house, and there I saw a photo of Bava for the first time. And... somewhere along in there, Mary Ann did go to India, and their other sister, Barbara, came to live with Laura so that she wouldn't be by herself. So I got to know the third sister, Barbara, who also loves Baba. And in the beginning, I didn't quite know what Laura was telling me about. I have to admit, she talked a lot. She was new to Baba herself, so she talked a lot about perfect masters and seven planes and just all kinds of things that were so very foreign and strange, and I just... some of it went right through the, you know, right out the other ear, I have to say. But I was right there with her because she lived with her sister and she was an interesting person, and I wasn't sure why, but she became my best friend. And then she started talking about her sister going to India, which that was pretty wild, too, for me. I mean, that was just outside the realm of what you come across in Santa Barbara middle class, you know. So it was all... mind-blowing, you know, to me, and I wasn't immediately struck by Baba. I just didn't know what it was all about, but I loved Laura. I loved going to their house. I loved meeting Barbara and Mary Ann. Mary Ann came back from India then a few weeks later, and that was, I remember Laura was at my house, I think. Well, it may not have been when Mary Ann came back, but the first time I met Mary Ann, Laura was at my house, and Mary Ann and Barbara both came over to pick her up, to take her back home. And the three of them hadn't been all together for some time. And I remember them standing in my living room, jumping up and down and hugging each other and saying, Jay Baba, and I was struck by their love. And that was, I still didn't really have a connection with Baba consciously, but I just, these were the greatest people I, you know, had ever known at that point, I thought, for some reason. So what happened then was that in June, the school year was over, and Laura was going to go back to live with her parents. Then her, you know, that time interlude with her sister there in California was over, and she had to go back and finish. She had two more years of high school, like I did. So I was very sad about it, because she had become my best friend. And it was summer vacation, school was out, and I was scheduled to go to a summer school program outside of Santa Barbara in Santa Cruz, California, for a month. And I was so sad that Laura was leaving, and I was going to this place where I wasn't going to know anyone else, that I was really depressed about it. And my mother drove me to this summer school, and she was going to drop me off, and that was going to be it, and I just wasn't into it. And I was just kind of depressed. And I got in line that evening for the dining hall for the meal. the evening meal, and I hadn't yet met anyone. We were supposed to go to our orientation class that evening at 7:30, so we were supposed to have dinner first, and we were all told just to have dinner on our own in the dining hall. So I'm standing there feeling like the lost, most lonely person in the world, and I looked on the wall, and there was a picture of Mayor Baba. And I immediately felt like, there's someone I know. There's a friend of mine. I recognized him from Laura's and Marianne's pictures and so on. So I felt
but
so
this
happy.
Was at the camp.
Now, this was at the camp.
Yes. It
was on the university campus at Santa Cruz. So there were some Baba lovers there. I went up close to the picture, and it was a little poster. And down at the bottom it said, come to the meeting about Mayor Baba. And it was that very night, at the same time I had to go to this other class, our orientation class. So I thought, well, I won't be able to go, but maybe I can go to both. So after dinner, I was so excited. I went to my first class that I had to go to, and then I rushed over across the campus to the other building where the Mayor Baba meeting was. And it was just breaking up, but the person who had given the meeting was there. There were just five or six people. And I said, I don't know very much about Mayor Baba, but I have some friends who do, and I've come. And she, her name was Stephanie, I can't remember right now. She's in Sufism. Do you know who that is? Stephanie. Anyway, she gave me a book, The Everything and the Nothing. She said, I'm going to have some more meetings while you're here. And you watch the dining hall bulletin board like that, and you'll see them. So I took the book and read it, and there were a couple of more meetings. And the second one I went to, there was a Baba lover there who gave kind of an overview of what Baba's message was, and I was sold. That was it. I thought, this is it. This answers all the questions I'd had about religion and God and all paths being, the universality was the thing that grabbed me, I think. And that, I remember I went to the telephone, made a long distance call to Laura in Ohio, and I said, I went to a Mayor Baba meeting and I just love Mayor Baba. So that's it.
And then years passed by.
And then I went back to Santa Barbara, of course, and I got to know Marianne better then. Laura was gone, but I would go up to her sister's place and met the Baba lovers in Santa Barbara. And they had many of them had come to Darshan, so they had photos from their trip to India. So immediately I knew about this place and saw all pictures of you when you were young. And they had photographs of all the Mandali and I learned about Baba, about his life from those early young ones who had just come back from Darshan. And I came here for the first time 4 years later. At that time, I was in college, and I took a break from college. I took a semester off, a term off, and came here for a couple of months. That was in 1973.
And then I
finished college, and I worked for a couple of years, and then I took...
As what?
I worked for the post office, and I worked for a Baba lover, Jim Tejada, in Santa Barbara, who had manufacturing business. I worked for him for a while. Just here and there. I had majored in environmental studies, and I didn't really find work in that field, so I just did other things, kind of waiting to see what I wanted to do. I felt that I wanted to go into teaching, and so I did take Montessori training several years later after I'd saved up the money to be able to... support myself for a year and take the training without working. So I did that. And at that point, 8 years had gone by since my first trip to India, and I felt Baba pulling me to India again. So right after the training, I came for a month before I started teaching, and that was in 81. Came here, and then went back to the States and taught for 5 years before I came to live here 3 years ago. Brings us current.
Oh, God.
I don't know why, from the very first I called you the little one.
Yeah. When I came here, I was still 19 the first time, although I was probably no littler than I am now. I was young.
But I was struck by something very vibrant about her love for Baba. And when you'd go and see Adi Senior, and she'd come out, you know, something very fresh and sparkling and young.